Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today, we're going to be having a look with Rita and Jake at our article called Let's Meet GBLW. GBLW, what's that?
I can't give it away. 大家知不知道这个我们今天的主题 GBLW? 可是在这里我一定要先卖个小关子诶。因为呢这样子大家听课文的时候就可以知道这个答案，而且会更认真的听。不过我先来偷偷的给一点 hint. I'll give you some hints. It's about, some really funny and fun pictures.
Pictures, okay, like drawings, paintings, that kind of thing.
And GBLW is actually...A person.
That's a person. Okay. It's not a place. It's not a thing. This is a person. It has to do with art.
Yes, I can't give any more hints because we have to take a look at our article to find out more.
All right. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's get into the article about GBLW right now.
Let's meet GBLW.
Rita and Jake are studying for a big test.Rita is on the computer.
Rita, are you still studying? Why are you smiling to yourself?
I'm taking a break from studying. I'm looking at these illustrations. They're so funny.
Let me see. Who is that?
He is GBLW. I was browsing Facebook and saw his fan page.
Wait a minute.Why are GBLW's eyes white?
He is rolling his eyes. GBLW likes to roll his eyes at people when they do stupid things.
That's funny.
Come to think of it, we do that quite often too.
That's true. These illustrations are really entertaining, but we should really get back to studying.
You're right. Okay, let's get to work.
Rita and Jake continue to study.
Word power!
Smile, 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 smiled, smiled. Natasha.Smiled and waved at her friend across the street. Natasha smiled and waved at her friend across the street. Funny, funny. Tom's funny story made everyone laugh. Tom's funny story made everyone laugh.Stupid, stupid. I said something really stupid and made my friend mad. I said something really stupid and made my friend mad. True, true. I didn't make this up.It's a true story. I didn't make this up. It's a true story.
As always, we start with our scenario, our situation. Rita and Jake are studying for a big test. Rita is on the computer.
OK, 所以一开始我们先来看一下这个场景的一个状况了。啊，我们的主角 Rita 跟 Jake, 他正在为什么呢？哇，考试在读书，很棒，非常的用功。那现在呢，我们看到 Rita 他是在用他的电脑哦。
They're getting ready for a big test, so this is a very serious time. Jake says, Rita, are you still studying? Why are you smiling to yourself? Yes, when you're studying...You're usually not smiling.
Of course not.
You're very serious. You're supposed to be learning and working hard. And, you know, it's a very serious time. But she's smiling to herself.
Okay, so, 一开始我们就看到了 Jake, 他就跟这个 Rita 说，诶， Are you still studying? 你还在看书吗 ？OK， 因为他觉得说，哎，你是不是在读书啊？这用不用功？为什么呢？因为接着他就说，你干嘛一直就是对着自己笑啊 ？OK， so here we see the word smile. What does it mean, Joe?
Smile is a verb, S-M-I-L-E, and it means like you show your teeth, you're happy. So you say cheese when somebody takes a picture of you and you look like you're very happy. It's an expression on your face to show happiness.
没错，我们来看一下今天的 word power word smile， 在这里是当作动词来用，表示微笑。它的动词三态的变化为 smiled， 就是 S-M-I-L-E-D, smiled。那我们都知道这个微笑就是要露出牙齿，像是我们拍照的时候就会说 say cheese, smile, 对不对？要叫大家微笑，对不对？可是呢，大家常常可能会跟这个 laugh, L-A-U-G-H 搞混，其实 laugh 是什么呢？它是有点像是大声的哈哈哈哈这样子大声的笑哦。通常是 because something is funny， 可能有些好笑或是好玩的事情。那另外我要再补充一个，就是 giggle，G-I-G-G-L-E， giggle 其实就是格格的笑。大家有没有听到 giggle 这个字听起来就很像这种笑声 ？OK， 那这里我们看到 smile to oneself 就是自己对自己笑这样子的意思。For example, he smiled to himself as he looked at the photos. So sometimes you might be looking at some photos that, you know, make you happy. Maybe you're looking at some old pictures, especially.
Some nice memories.
And yeah.
You just smile to yourself. There's nobody else there, mm-hmm. but it makes you smile anyway.We could also say Natasha smiled and waved at her friend across the street. Natasha smiled and waved at her friend across the street.
刚刚的例句的意思就是 Natasha 向她对街的朋友微笑，招手 wave 就是招手的意思哦。
So Rita is smiling to herself, and she explains. She says, I'm taking a break from studying. Okay, she's going to take a break. She's going to stop studying and do something else. I'm looking at these illustrations. They're so funny. An illustration is something that you draw with a pencil or a crayon or a pencil crayon, something you would use to make some art.
OK, 好，我们来看一下刚刚 Rita 是说什么呢？她说 I'm taking a break from studying. 我们都知道 take a break 就是休息一下，可是 take a break from something 就是暂停或是中断。OK, 也就是说 from 后面是不要去做的事情。所以呢，她这里是表示说她先不想要怎么样 study, 她想要先休息一下。为什么呢？因为呢，她觉得太累了嘛，所以她想要怎么样？她说 I'm looking at these illustrations, 他正在看这些插画。其实我们听到的 illustration 其实就是插画的意思，或是 pictures 就是一些图片。然后接着他就说 they're so funny, 他们超好笑的 funny。
Funny just means something makes you laugh. It could be a joke or, like in our example sentence, it could be a story. Tom's funny story made everyone laugh. Tom's funny story made everyone laugh.
OK, funny 呢其实是个形容词，就是好笑的、滑稽的意思哦。所以刚刚的例句是说呢，这个 Tom 的好笑故事使每个人怎么样 laugh, 刚刚是不是提到就是每个人大笑哦。那 sometimes funny can also mean strange, 有时候 funny 也可以是指奇怪的意思，比方像是 there's something funny going on here, 这里好像哪里怪怪的，气氛有点不好。
Or if somebody's being weird, you could say, he's acting funny, or she's acting funny. She's being funny. It doesn't mean ha-ha funny. It means, like Laura said, weird or strange. In this case, it is the ha-ha funny. It's making people laugh or smile.
Right.
So Jake says, let me see. He wants to take a look. Who is that?
这时候呢 ,Jake 当然就产生了好奇啊，这么好玩好笑。他说，哎，让我看看，那是谁呢 ?And who is he?Or she,
who is this person? Who's the artist making these illustrations? Rita says, he is GBLW. I was browsing Facebook and saw his fan page. When you're online on the internet, we often say we're browsing the internet. You're looking at different websites or pages, and she is going to a fan page. This is something we often see on Facebook, of course. If you're an artist, a musician, actor, actress, writer, those kinds of things, they'll have a fan page where people can click like and they can follow all of the things that you're doing or making.
Nice, OK. 原来呢，这个我们刚刚一直看到这个很好笑的插画的图片，哎，它的作家是谁呢？是怎么？是 GBLW。刚刚一开始我不能跟你们讲，其实他就是隔壁老王啊，不知道大家知不知道他是谁呢？如果不知道，赶快去 check 他的怎么样？他的粉丝专页就是刚刚我们提到的 fan page。因为刚刚 Rita 说他在滑脸书的时候有看到这个隔壁老王的 fan page， 就是粉丝专业。那刚刚他说他用的 browse 这个动词有浏览的意思。 Actually, you know, AMC, we also have our fan page, so go and click like for us.
That's right, you can check out the fan page, click like and follow everything that's going on over here. Now Jake says, wait a minute, like hold on a second. You usually use this phrase when you don't understand something or something's not clear.
Right.
Why are GBLW's eyes...White. Yes, you don't often see people with just pure white eyes. It's a little funny. But funny here would mean weird or strange.
Right, okay. 这时候呢 ,Jake 他就说 wait a minute. 这里他不是在说哎等我一下这种等。他说等等。因为他有点不太清楚，他有点困惑。他说为什么这个隔壁老王的眼睛都没有眼珠啊 ?And why?
Why are the eyes white? Well, Rita explains he's rolling his eyes. If you roll your eyes, it means you kind of move them around as if you say, come on, like, ugh, or you're kind of making that kind of sound to somebody like, are you serious? Is this really happening? Mm-hmm. That kind of situation. GBLW likes to roll his eyes at people when they do stupid things. Yes, that is when you like to roll your eyes.
Okay, 当然咯，大家应该都知道，如果你很常翻白眼，英文要怎么讲？就是 roll one's eyes. 所以隔壁老王呢，当他看到哎有人做些很怎么样，很 stupid， 很愚蠢的事情的时候，他就会喜欢对这那些人大翻白眼。Okay, stupid， 我们来看一下这个字 ,stupid, 这是一个形容词 stupid, 表示愚蠢的笨的。And how can I use this word in a sentence, Joe?
We could say, I said something really stupid and made my friend mad. I said something really stupid and made my friend mad.
Oh, 你竟然说了很愚蠢的话让你的朋友生气。That's bad.
Jake says,Ha! He's laughing. That's funny. Again, this is, of course, the ha-ha funny.
对，这时候 Jake 就觉得，这个创意就是翻白眼的创意，他觉得非常好笑。And Rita says...
Come to think of it, we do that quite often too.
True. 这时候 Rita 就说这样一想我们好像也蛮常这样子做的哦。OK, 就是对别人翻白眼。Come to think of it, 就是这样一想或是回头想想的意思。
Jake says that's true, that's right. Mm-hmm. These illustrations are really entertaining. Entertaining just means it's fun to look at or to watch. But we should really get back to studying. We should start studying again.
That's a good point. Jake 说, that's true, 那倒是真的。其中的 true 呢就是真的确实的这样子的意思。OK, 然后呢他就说这些插画真的很有趣啊 ,they're really entertaining. Entertaining 就是有趣的。像是我们常常看到这个娱乐或是娱乐新闻则是会用到它的名词 entertainment OK 所以 entertainment news 就是娱乐新闻不过他发现说怎么样我们应该要继续看书了
Remember, true just means that something is real or it's right, it's correct、mm-hmm. For example, we could say I didn't make this up, it's a true story It really happened I didn't make this up, it's a true story
这不是我编造出来，这是真实的故事 ，true story 就是真实的故事。就像我们常常写这个是非题，就是 true or false。OK， 那刚刚我们还看到 get back to something 就是继续做什么什么。So Rita says you're right. OK, let's get to work. OK， 终于 Rita 说，你说的对，好吧，我们继续看书吧。
And lastly, it says, Rita and Jake continue to study. They keep studying.
当然了，他们就乖乖再回去继续来念书咯。
We're almost out of time today. Before we leave you, let's have our wrap-up. All right, that's almost all the time we have for today. We've been meeting the artist, the illustrator, GBLW. He makes some very funny or entertaining illustrations. The characters often roll their eyes.
I like that idea so much.
I think it's pretty funny, and I hope you guys enjoy his works, too. We're going to learn more on our next edition of A-Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye. Bye.
Don't forget to bring your beach towel.
Don't forget to bring your beach towel.
Hello, everyone. This is Albi. Sunscreen 防晒我带了, sunglasses 墨镜带了, flip-flop 拖鞋带了, ice water 冰水带了。 对了,最重要的毛巾, don't forget to bring your beach towel, 别忘了要带你的海滩巾哦。 句子中的forget to do something 就是指忘了去做某件事情, 代表还没发生过, 提醒某人不要忘了去做什么什么这样。 另外如果forget后面接上ving, 指的就是忘了做过的事哦。 例如, I forgot sending the email to my mom, 我忘了寄email给我妈妈了。 Towel 是毛巾, beach towel 指的就是海滩要用的毛巾啦。 那为什么我说 beach towel 海滩巾很重要呢？ 因为有时候啊, 我会喜欢多带一条大一点的毛巾, 这样子呢, 我就可以铺在沙子上, 然后躺在上面 sunbathe 做日光浴咯。 但如果你不习惯像我一样这么随性的把毛巾铺在地上, 你当然也可以比较搞刚一点啊, 带那种沙滩躺椅嘛, 英文我们可以叫做 beach lounger。 或是很常看到那些折叠式的沙滩椅 folding beach chair。 当然我也很推荐铺毛巾，是因为说你可以直接躺在上面感受那个沙子的温度是很舒服的哦。好，那我们最后就再来复习一下今天小聚会的句子吧。 Don't forget to bring your beach towel。 那到了海滩也别忘了带一些冰冰凉凉的饮料和点心哦。 Don't forget to also bring some cold drinks and snacks. 但记得垃圾要带走哦。 A-Plus 小聚会，我们下次见喽，拜。
Don't forget to bring your beach towel.
Don't forget to bring your beach towel. Chit chat.
Piano class.
可是一般英文我们都会说 piano lesson.
那 class 跟 lesson 怎么分啊？ 不是都有课程的意思吗？
一般我们比较常用 class 来表示某一个科目的课程， for example, math class, English class, etc. 那常见的片语有 in class， 也就是上课中的意思， for example, no talking in class。 还有我们也常见片语 have 什么什么 class， 就是上什么课的意思。 For example, I have art class on Fridays。 另外 class 还可以用来表示上同一堂课的整班学生哦。 Class can also mean a group of students who are taught together。 不过 lesson 这个字哦，虽然它也可以当做课程的意思，可是它比较是用在传授技能的课程。 因此像是钢琴课啊， 我们英文就会用 piano lesson， 或是驾训班， 我们也会用 driving lesson。 另外 lesson 还可以指让人有所领悟的提醒或者是教训哦。 所以常常会看到这样的片语 teach somebody a lesson 来表示给某人教训， 或者是 learn a lesson 来表示学到教训哦。 For example, having my money stolen really taught me a lesson. I'll never leave my bag open again.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然 class 和 lesson 一般都可以当作一门课程的意思， 不过其实一般我们比较常用到 class 这个字， 而且它是用在像是学校我们可以学到的课， 像是 math class, art class 等等。 另外 class 还可以当作全班学生的意思哦。 而 lesson 这个字我们比较会用在表示技术性的课程， 像是钢琴课我们就会说 piano lessons。
Let's meet GBLW!
Rita and Jake are studying for a big test. Rita is on the computer.
Rita, are you still studying? Why are you smiling to yourself?
I'm taking a break from studying. I'm looking at these illustrations. They're so funny.
Let me see. Who is that?
He is GBLW. I was browsing Facebook and saw his fan page.
Wait a minute. Why are GBLW's eyes white?
He is rolling his eyes. GBLW likes to roll his eyes at people when they do stupid things.
That's funny.
Come to think of it, we do that quite often too.
That's true. These illustrations are really entertaining, but we should really get back to studying.
You're right. Okay, let's get to work.
Rita and Jake continue to study.
Smile, 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 smiled, smiled. Natasha smiled and waved at her friend across the street. Natasha smiled and waved at her friend across the street. Funny, funny. Tom's funny story made everyone laugh. Tom's funny story made everyone laugh. Stupid, stupid. I said something really stupid and made my friend mad. I said something really stupid and made my friend mad. True, true. I didn't make this up. It's a true story. I didn't make this up. It's a true story.